Post. Reid has sent a letter to the chair of the Senate's Homeland Security Committee calling for a wide-ranging investigation. Meanwhile, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi is characterizing Bush as oblivious and in denial. She made the comment as she revealed that during a White House meeting yesterday, she called Bush to fire the head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, and she says that Bush responded by saying, "Why would I do that?" Pelosi says FEMA Chief Michael Brown has absolutely no credentials. The criticism comes as Bush is asking lawmakers for an additional $51.8 billion, with a B, billion dollars for recovery efforts. The White House is taking a swipe at Cuba in answer to Havana's offer of aid to help victims of the hurricane. White House spokesman Scott McClellan says the U.S. State Department was handling overseas assistance offers, but he added, in terms of Cuba, we would certainly hope that Castro would offer freedom to his people. Castro, who often deploys Cuban doctors abroad, has offered to send 1,586 doctors and 34 tons of medicine to the U.S. to help in the aftermath of the hurricane. And Geneva Convention? What Geneva Convention? An Army reservist was acquitted today of charges that he beat a detainee in Afghanistan. Sergeant Christopher W. Gretorex was accused of abusing a man who died days after being detained by U.S. forces in December of 2002. A military report said the man died of a pulmonary embolism apparently caused by blood clots formed in his legs from beatings. A military jury of two officers and an enlisted soldier voted for acquittal of Gretorex on charges of abuse, maltreatment, and making false official statements, even after an Army sergeant who was a witness said that she was positive she saw him repeatedly use knee strikes on the man as he stood in an isolation cell with his hands chained to the ceiling. This is Air America Radio Network News. I'm Emily Hoffman.
With that kind of speed, that kind of strength, it's no contest. Advil Liqui Gels are faster and stronger on tough pain than Tylenol Rapid Release Gels. And Advil Liqui Gels, the only leading brand with real liquid inside. Rush relief right to where you need it. It's no contest. Advil Liqui Gels. Liquid fast, Advil strong.
Tylenol is a registered trademark of the Tylenol Company. Use as directed.
It's time for the ultimate ATV deal at Bombardier ATV's fall clearance event. Get up to 6 times longer warranty coverage than the competition. A full 3 years on Bombardier ATVs, like the most powerful and versatile Outlander. Plus rebates up to $800 on 05 and prior models. Hurry, because this ultimate deal ends September 30th. Find a Bombardier ATV dealer near you at BRP.com. Offer ends 9/30/05. Riders must be at least 16 years old and have taken a training course. See dealer for complete offer details.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware free, and that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was, like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-250-7998 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-250-7998. 800-250-7998. Call Velos right now. 800-250-7998.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
The Rachel Maddow Show.
When you start looking at the neoconservative justification for why we went to Iraq in the first place, we know none of their... stated justifications were true. It seems like the only one that really makes any sense, the only one that I can wrap my head around, is that they do want a relatively permanent U.S. military presence in Iraq. They want that to be kind of a U.S. beachhead in the Middle East. And so maybe we're not planning on leaving.
The Rachel Maddow Show.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Is this Mike live? Welcome to the program. My name is Mike Malloy. Thanks for tuning in tonight. It's about 7 minutes past the hour. Imagine the savings in lives and yes, money, had the Bush crime family not specifically and deliberately defunded the Army Corps of Engineers and the projects around Lake Pontchartrain that were necessary to keep New Orleans from being flooded. Can't help but think about that when I see these pictures. The tragedies, the individual tragedies, just continue. They're not going to stop. Hundreds of thousands of people forced out of the city of New Orleans that have to go somewhere, right? And now think about this. What was it on Laura's program tonight? I say her program, substituting on, Rachel Maddow, substituting tonight for Majority Report for Sam and Janine. Rachel was pointing out the defunding of the schools, the defunding of the social services a network around the country by the Bush crime family, by Republicans over the past 10, 15 years, and now the very communities that have been shredded have seen taken from them, and so many of these are in the so-called red states, have seen taken from them the very necessary funding to handle something like this. Overcrowded schools already, and now hundreds, thousands of children, displaced children, who are going to be coming into these school districts. This, we said it earlier, maybe last week. If you want to see what the Republican agenda is for America, take a look at what has happened in Iraq. I'm sorry, Iraq too, but in New Orleans. You know, we're still at war. Are you aware of that? We're approaching 2,000 dead Americans. We don't talk about that anymore, do we? Right now we don't. Cindy Sheehan's going to be on the program Friday. She's going to be in Atlanta. I don't know if we're going to have her in the studio or just on the program. Probably just on the program. This is a very tiny studio. And this is way in advance. Next Monday. Is it Monday? I'll be substituting for Randy Rhodes. And Tuesday, we're going to be off the air Tuesday night. Someone will be substituting for me. We're going to Wisconsin to give a talk for Wisconsin Democrats, and we'll be back the next night. Just a quick flight up, speech, spend the night, come home. I can't get Barbara Bush's comments out of my head. And it's starting to get some traction, as they say, in the filthy news business. But our good friend John Nichols, writing at The Nation online, brings it up again. Barbara Bush's Labor Day visit with the hurricane evacuees at the Astrodome in Houston. John writes, commenting on the facilities that have been set up for the evacuees, cots crammed side by side in a huge stadium where the lights never go out and the sound of sobbing children never completely ceases. Former First Lady Barbara Bush concluded that the poor people of New Orleans had lucked out. And we played that for you last night where she says everyone is so overwhelmed by the hospitality and so many of the people in the arena here, you know, were underprivileged anyway. So this is working very well for them. And then she went home to her multi-million-dollar Houston house, don't you know? And on the tape of the interview, Barbara Bush chuckles audibly as she observes just how great things are going for families that are separated from loved ones. You know, people who have been forced to abandon their homes. And the only community where they've ever lived. And parents in these kinds of situations who are trying to explain to children that their pets, their toys, in some cases their grandparents or their friends, may be lost forever. And Barbara Bush made that comment. Perhaps the former First Lady, John Nichols writes, was amusing herself with the notion that evacuees without bread could eat cake. Incredible.
I was also sort of appalled when people haven't played this quote as frequently, but when she said, you know, thinking about all those people coming to Texas, it's kind of scary. It's scary how many of them want to stay.
Yeah. It should be scary. It should be scary to someone like Barbara Bush. It should be exceedingly frightening.
Helen Thomas will have something to say about that later on in the show.
Oh, you have a quote from Helen Thomas? All right. We do have some sound for you tonight of, who do we have here? Oh, the pig man talking from his pigsty. Was this today? I wish I could say what I really feel should happen to Rush Limbaugh, but I can't, and I really wouldn't. It's nasty and violent. There's no point in getting down to his level. But I want you to hear, as the oxymoron suggests, that any black person or victim of this disaster who brings up the fact that racism might have played a role in the response to this tragedy, that those people are poisoned and should drown in their showers? What the hell does that mean? Can it get any worse than this? I want you to hear what this filthy, degenerate, half-human had to say today.
I don't know how many of you heard the call yesterday from Vince, a black man in North Carolina who is convinced that there's a racial component in New Orleans, and I might have even been responsible for as many black deaths done as it's possible. I said to him, I said, you know, Vince, your attitude here, because I know you probably speak for a lot more people than you realize, is more depressing to me than what's happened in New Orleans. The poison that is flowing through the minds and veins of some Americans is still there, and you hate to see it. These people are ruining their lives. It's tough. It's really hard to believe that they're Americans. It's hard to believe that we have people like this in this country. It's very sobering when you stop and think about it. And if you let it, it can become depressing. So who wants to be depressed? So what we choose to do is just laugh at these yokels, and hey, they're making their bed, they can lay in it. You know, they're taking their shower, they can drown in it.
What a sick bastard. What a sick, filthy bastard. They're yokels, huh? The people who are dying down there, the people who... Did you see that report today of the nursing home residents whose bodies were found stacked inside? Because, yeah, they had refused an offer to go out of fear or whatever, and they all drowned. This is one of the people that Mr. Broussard was talking about. The president of one of the parishes down there, the man who lost it on Tim Russert's program. But here's this filthy, degenerate, half-human being. And right away he displays the most blatant racism. He says, you know, Vince, this is Vince, his black caller. You know, Vince, your attitude here, because I know you probably speak for a lot more people than you realize. You see, that's a white person's attitude. That's the classic example of white racism. ingrained, institutionalized, deeply embedded racism, that a black person speaking is not speaking for himself to these white races. The black person speaking is speaking for the black race. Now, if you suggest to this filthy, degenerate, half-human Rush Limbaugh that every time a white person opens his or her... Imagine if somebody said, well, Rush, you know, Hillary Clinton said, so, you know, you white people are just crazy because Hillary Clinton said. You know, Rush would go ballistic. He'd say, what the hell are you talking about? That's one individual. I mean, I'm an individual. But you see how the whole idea of racism is so deeply embedded in America. It's never going to come out. I mean, we have to accept that. The only thing that's going to bring it out is if this new generation, if newer generations continue to intermarry, and have these beautiful little mixed race children. Have you seen these mixed race children? They're gorgeous, gorgeous kids, just beautiful. So that they grow up without this attitude about skin color. The science doesn't hold. It doesn't matter what science has proved. Genetics. That the difference between a dark-skinned person and a light-skinned person is less than the difference between a human being and a chimpanzee. Now, you know, none of the science matters. It's the visuals. The visuals have to be erased. And it's not going to happen to my generation or my kids or my grandkids, but maybe eventually it'll happen, where this whole idea of race would be just removed because it's based on the most superficial of identifiers. And Rush Limbaugh personifies, you know, this filthy pig half-human personifies how deeply embedded that racism is.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. George Bush invaded Iraq under the pretense of weapons of mass destruction. So you'd think the first thing America would do after invading would be to track down the Iraqi scientists who worked on WMDs in the 80s and 90s. Well, think again. This month's Mother Jones magazine reveals that the Bush administration put almost no effort into tracking down Saddam's nuclear scientists. Iraq had many scientists with working knowledge of WMDs who could sell their services to the highest bidder. But a source tells Mother Jones that only three of Iraq's top 200-some nuclear scientists have been accounted for. The others are missing. If the Bush administration had actually cared about WMDs, it would have made an effort to find Iraq's nuclear weapons makers. Instead, Bush let the scientists slip away, making the world more dangerous for all of us. Read the full report online at MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
If you live in Connecticut, Oregon, or Minnesota, please do not call, as your state bans you from receiving profitable home-based internet businesses like the one offered in the following message.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-600-0562. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions While Supplies Last. Just call 1-800-600-0562. That's 1-800-600-0562.
I'm Clarice Kennedy, owner of CCN, an IT service management company, and I've been an American Express business card member since 1989. A few years ago, we were working on a project for a very important client of ours, and at the very last hour on a Friday, we were told we were awarded this project. We needed to hire 6 employees immediately. They needed to be in all different parts of the country by Monday. The only catch was we did not have any time to set up expense accounts. So I quickly called the open team and explained the situation to them, and I asked them, can you help me do this? Within 24 hours, each employee had a card in their hand, so we were able to move quickly and deliver the project. And a big part of that was because Open was able to deliver quickly for us.
The support you need when you need it most. That's the level of service you get when you work with the Open Small Business Team. To apply for an American Express Business Gold Card and receive a complimentary year of service, call 1-800-NOW-OPEN or visit nowopen.com.
The $75 annual fee will be waived for the first year.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-322-1238. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-322-1238. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-322-1238. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-322-1238.
The Mike Malloy Show, because each time you listen to right-wing radio, God kills a kitten.
22 past the hour. Before I go back to these Limbaugh quote, I've been getting a lot of inquiries about what I mentioned the other night on the program, about reports coming from Iraq of troops over there who are in a state of mutiny. And whether or not that report is true, it comes from WayneMadsonReports.com. WayneMadsonReport.com. It's now being picked up. Bella Chow has picked it up. And it says, U.S. Embassy in Baghdad in inquiries into reports that American troops in Iraq have mutinied against their officers. WayneMadsonReport has learned that the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad is checking into reports of U.S. troops in Iraq, including National Guardsmen, Army and Marine Corps reserves, and regular military troops in Louisiana and Mississippi have mutinied against their officers and are demanding to be immediately sent back home to help their families. It is not known whether the reported mutinies involve physical violence. The reports of rebellion among U.S. troops are filtering out of the Green Zone and at Baghdad International Airport from Iraqis who are working alongside their American counterparts at both locations. Now, I know a lot of folks look at WayneMadsonReport.com as, you know, just wild, hysterical nonsense. I'm not all that familiar with that website, although I have quoted from it at various times, usually when I can find substantiating reports from other sources. That's just something I learned working at CNN. Don't go on the air with something unless you can cross-reference it with other reports. The problem with the Internet and the blogs is all of a sudden you can cross-index anything you want, but it still doesn't verify it. So, I said this last night, take it with as many grains of salt as you want to take it. I have no way of checking it at this point. Mainstream media wouldn't touch this with the 10-foot pole. I don't know how the blogs are treating it. So, for those of you who have emailed me, you can check it out yourself. Go to Wayne Madsen. That's WayneMadsonReport. Wayne Madsen Report. .com. And don't email me and ask me for the address again. Okay, I'll give you one more time. WayneMadsonReport.com. And make your own decision. I have no idea if it's true or not. It crossed our little program here and we reported it. Now back to the pig man. That suggestion that any black person or victim of this disaster who brings up the fact that racism might have played a role in the half-assed response to this tragedy by the Bush crime family, that person is poison, should drown in their own shower. It's astonishing, right? He said the poison that's flowing through the minds and veins of some Americans is still there. How can you do that? I understand the tactic of blaming the victim. I understand that. That's been used to death by the right wing where it concerns people who smoke cigarettes or people who have been affected with HIV/AIDS or people who abuse OxyContin or people who send their housemaid out into the streets to score street drugs for them. I realize the right wing has used that blame the victim thing over and over and over again. But in a case like this, how can this subhuman, this pig, Limbaugh, do this? It's beyond me. I mean, he sinks further and further into the toxic muck that is his brain every single day, doesn't he? If there is a God, if all you religious people are right and there is a God, and Limbaugh doesn't spend a goodly amount of time in prison, then your God is a false God. That's all I can say. He also says it's hard to believe that these people are Americans. it's hard to believe the way they're being abandoned and left to rot, too, isn't it, you filthy human? And he says, who wants to be depressed? Doesn't that sound like Barbara Bush? Doesn't it sound like the upper 2% in this country who couldn't care less about normal people? Who wants to be depressed, he says. Yeah, why ruin your high, right, you pig? Why come down off your buzz, your pill-popping, to ponder the thousands of dead and displaced, right? Limbaugh has to be one of the most degenerate human beings this society has ever vomited up on the public stage. I swear to God. All right, we have to break here. We'll be back. I have one more quote from Limbaugh, and then we're going to move on to fully developed humans. They sound subhuman like him, but they're fully developed. But I'm still not sleepy. Trying to trick myself into thinking
that I'm not awake. That is only the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, my name is Joy, and I'm a mystery shopper. Now, my friends think I have the absolute dream job. Don't get me wrong, it's great, but I tell them there's a little bit of work involved. I have to get out of bed, get dressed, plan out which shops to go to, and evaluate my shopping experience. Well, sure, I get paid to shop, but it's not like I can just sleep in and watch soap operas all day. Now, that would be a dream job.
Have you ever wondered how people get an inside track to become a paid mystery shopper? If you're self-disciplined and self-motivated, there are over 40,000 retail chains looking for mystery shoppers across the country. We work with large retailers, grocery chains, restaurants, and banks who need shoppers to evaluate things like customer service, store cleanliness, and parking. So if you like to shop and have a valid email address, we have assignments available now for men and women 18 years and older. Call 1-800-416-0859 to find out how you can get paid to shop. That's 1-800-416-0859. Paid shopping assignments are now available in your area. 1-800-416-0859.
Green Light on the Environment, brought to you by Cliff Bar. I'm Rachel Maddow. Giving eBay an E for environment. eBay Computers is trying to do something about the pollution caused by cast-off computers and cell phones. They've joined with some other tech companies to form the Rethink Initiative. Its goal is to teach all of us how to safely get rid of unwanted electronics. Their website will help consumers decide whether they should recycle, resell, or donate their stuff, and then show you how to do it. Check out rethink.ebay.com.
At Cliff Bar and Company, we're all about nourishing healthy people with great food, like Cliff and Luna Bars, and now new Cliff Nectar, an entirely organic fruit and nut bar made from five or fewer ingredients. With two servings of fruit, you can eat well and feel good about it. Cliff Bar is part of a growing community of people and companies dedicated to leaving a lighter footprint on the planet. Visit CliffBar.com and learn about how we're working to create better food and a more healthful environment. And look for Cliff Nectar in your local natural food stores.
And we're back. Hello, caller. You're talking insurance with Dr. Deductible.
Hi, Doc. I'm dealing with multiple...
Multiple personalities?
No, multiple websites. I'm just trying to get car insurance quotes.
You might go to Progressive.com. They'll give you the Progressive direct rate and, in most cases, the rates of their top competitors. All on one website.
On September...
Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or go to progressive.com. Think easier. Think Progressive. Progressive Halcyon Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio.
This Dick Summer for Binder and Binder, America's most successful Social Security disability advocates. You know, some people actually hate us because we win so many Social Security disability cases. It's because they think we're getting government handouts for our clients. And that's wrong. Social Security is an insurance policy that the government makes everybody buy. It's supposed to pay off when you retire or if you become disabled. But you know how hard it is to get an insurance company to pay your claim? Well, that's how it is with Social Security. Your life becomes different when you're disabled. People don't even want to listen to you. That's why Charles Binder always says,
"We'll deal with the government because you have enough to worry about."
If you're disabled and you can't work anymore, call 1-800-66-BINDER. We'll tell you right away if we can help. It's a free call. 1-800-66-BINDER. It's nice that not everybody hates us. Our clients seem very pleased that we're America's most successful Social Security disability advocates. 1-800-66-BINDER.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-600-2113 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-600-2113. That's 1-800-600-2113.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the smoke-free free trial offer is. Smoke-free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the smoke-free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with smoke-free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
This is Steve Earle inviting you to join the revolution as we enlist musicians, authors, actors, and anyone else that isn't afraid to be heard on this Pinko Radio Network and find out what they've been listening to. This week's guest on the revolution starts now as Air America's own Mark Maron.
Yeah, the revolution starts now.
So join us here Sunday night on Air America Radio.
Revolution starts now.
So who wants to be depressed? So what we choose to do is just laugh at these yokels.
Speaking of laughing at the yokels, I thought Mel Brooks already had all the dancing Nazis in his Broadway show. Sing along with me here. Come along and listen to the lullaby of Oxys, the hip hooray and ballyhoo of hate-spewing Nazis. Did you realize Limbaugh is going to have a one-man show, one day only, a Broadway Katrina benefit? Is that the week we're going to be there? If it was, I would go in there with some rotten eggs, and I swear to God I would assault him. Are we going to be there that week?
When a Broadway broad ass says goodnight, it's early in the morning.
Okay.
Come on.
Rush on Broadway. October 18th at the New Amsterdam Theater on 42nd Street. Jesus Christ, is there any way there can be 50, 60,000 people outside that theater calling this piece of human waste what he is? The show will feature a special introduction by Sean Hannity.
I'm going to wake the baby. I'm laughing too hard.
Oh, my God. What, how much is it? $77 a ticket? Yeah.
Too bad he couldn't team up with Rumsfeld for his Jingopalooza this weekend.
Oh, that's right. That thing in D.C. The group over at the Night Shift over at Alpha and Omega in Houston, only three of them are listening tonight. The other three are helping the people over at the Astrodome. But KK writes in and says, when asked if he had a message for the people of New Orleans, Bush replied, yes, I have some good news. I just saved a bunch of money on my car insurance. You folks down in Houston have a...
Yeah, we need to fax these to Rush for his stand-up routine.
I know. Well, this group that listens to Night Shift down in Houston, they're a wacky bunch. The Pig Man, once more. This one belongs in the... what category is that? No duh? What's a no duh category?
Like, no duh, Sherlock.
You young people, just, I don't know where you get your expressions. Here's Mr. Death by Temptation trying to stay on the blame game talking point of deflecting responsibility away from the Bush crime family and toward the local and state officials by making what to me is an absurd point that Bush could not possibly hold any of the blame for this tragedy because he doesn't live in New Orleans. Jesus Christ. Listen to all the Karl Rove talking points in this clip. These people have this is nothing more than the Ministry of Truth for the Bush crime family, Limbaugh and his parrot Hannity. But listen to this. They're trying their damnedest to stay on message.
Can I make it real simple for you? A hurricane hit New Orleans. George Bush doesn't live there. George Bush is in Washington. How can he possibly be to blame for this? If we want to play the blame game, and remember what I've said about this, I cannot watch this drivel and bilge on television day in and day out, hour after hour, where I see this administration once again savaged and attacked, this administration blamed with all kinds of outrageous. I just can't sit here and let it go by and laugh it off. If we're going to start talking blame, if the elite media is going to start pointing fingers, well then, by God, folks, we're going to point them in the right direction. And pointing them in the right direction points right to the state of New Orleans and the state of Louisiana, the city of New Orleans.
You ass.
No matter how you slice this. And if that's uncomfortable for you to hear, so be it. Life's not easy.
Life's not easy. You filthy scum. Doesn't that sound like a Rumsfeld quote? You know, when they're butchering people in Iraq and destroying 8,000 years of ancient history. Well, life's not easy. Limbaugh, I would love to spend about an hour alone with you sometime. I would love it, you filthy subhuman. Nancy Pelosi, who is the House Minority Leader, talking about her brief exchange with President Weak and Stupid after their closed-door congressional session last night, where apparently the doo-doo hit the fan. Of course, I don't know who flung the doo-doo. Democrats don't fling anything. Democrats just nod their little bobbleheads, with a few exceptions. I guess Nancy Pelosi is trying to make a point, bless her heart. Anyway, you've heard this clip a lot today, but it bears repeating because Simple Scotty has something to say about it as well. This is about Bush.
He chose someone with absolutely no credentials. Mm-hmm. And you know what? When I said to the president that he should fire Michael Brown, he said, why would I do that? I said, because of all that went wrong, with all that didn't go right last week. And he said, what didn't go right? Oblivious, in denial, dangerous.
God, Nancy, it sounds like you've been listening to the Malloy program. Simple Scott McClellan. I don't know about the sudden backbone that the crack White House press corps seems to have developed. Maybe the shock and awe. Maybe they're tired of being on their knees doing for the Bush administration what Monica did for Bill. Maybe the fact that they were infiltrated by a male stripper. Maybe the fact that they are gutless, cowardly bastards and have been for the past 5 years. Maybe the fact that the so-called White House press corps, with one or two exceptions, Helen Thomas being the one or two, with one or two exceptions, the White House press corps has been nothing but enablers and codependents with these filthy criminals that have destroyed America. Maybe we're going to have a press resurrect itself. Maybe. I doubt it. I seriously doubt it. But maybe. Maybe. This reporter begins by saying, Scott, recently top Democrats in Congress had some tough words and questions about Bush. Congressman Pelosi says that the president was obviously in denial because she said she talked to him yesterday about Mike Brown, and he said that things, and she said things were going wrong, and he said, what's going wrong? Well, Scott, what hasn't gone wrong? And then Senator Harry Reid, Scott, is questioning whether the president's Texas vacation impeded any kind of relief efforts and why he didn't recall key officials and staff members back from their vacations. And then he asked, would the presence of key officials in Washington have improved the response? What do you say, Scott?
We are focused on getting things done and solving problems on the ground. And the president on Saturday night, issued, this was Saturday night before the hurricane hit, which I believe was early Monday morning, the president issued an emergency disaster declaration for the state of Louisiana.
Ooh.
And the next morning, he issued declarations for Mississippi and Alabama.
Ooh.
So we were focused on the preparations that were being made prior to Hurricane Katrina hitting the Gulf Coast region.
So your answer to the senator would be that the presence of officials in Washington would not have improved the response?
I think that my answer is that you all are very well aware of what we were doing in terms of preparations for Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah, and that's exactly the problem, you subhuman. We have seen the deadly, filthy results of your inability to think, and your embedded racism. Well, what did he say here? We were focused on the preparations that were being made prior to Hurricane Katrina hitting the Gulf Coast. Did Mr. Bush do anything other than issue declarations? Because, you know, that didn't mean anything. We know he had some birthday cake, and he golfed, and he played around with the guitar, but did he actually do anything to help the people get through this tragedy? Jesus. You got to hear this back and forth with a reporter today named David. I believe it was David King. Who's David King? Huh? Well, it's someone named David. He begins, Scott, does the president retain confidence in his FEMA directory? Scott, does the president retain confidence in his FEMA director and Secretary of Homeland Security?
And again, David, I mean, see, this is where some people want to look at the blame game issue and finger point. We're focused on solving problems, and we're doing everything we can. We were doing everything we can in support of the Department of Homeland Security and FEMA, and we're going to continue. We appreciate the great effort that all of those at FEMA, including the head of FEMA, are doing to help the people in the region. And I'm just not going to engage in the blame game or finger pointing that you're trying to get me to engage in.
Okay, but that's not at all what I was asking.
Sure it is. Well, it's exactly what you're trying to play.
The point you want to make about the blame game, which you've said enough now, I'm asking you a direct question, which you dodged. Does the president retain complete confidence in his director of FEMA and secretary of Homeland Security?
And I just answered the question.
The answer yes.
And what you're doing is trying to engage in a game of finger pointing and blame gaming. What we're trying to do is solve problems, David, and that's where we're going to keep our focus.
So you're not answering. You won't answer that question.
I did. I just did.
Yes or no?
No, you want to?
Complete confidence or doesn't?
No. If you want to continue to engage in finger pointing and blame gaming, that's fine. We're going to engage. It's not ridiculous.
Accuse me of that. I'm asking you a direct question and you should answer it. Does he retain complete confidence in his...
Like I said, you're exactly is what you're engaging in.
Yes or no?
And absolutely.
I'm not engaging in anything.
Absolutely.
I'm asking a question about what the president...
Absolutely. We appreciate...
...substantial criticism of members of his administration, okay? And you know that, and everybody watching...
No, everybody that watches this knows, David, that you're trying to engage in a blame game.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It sounds like a Who's On First vaudeville routine, doesn't it? We won't engage in a blame game. Who won't? That's what I said. But I didn't say anything about a blame game. Exactly. So that's why we're solving problems. Quack, quack. Quack, quack.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. George Bush invaded Iraq under the pretense of weapons of mass destruction. So you'd think the first thing America would do after invading would be to track down the Iraqi scientist who worked on WMDs in the 80s and 90s. Well, think again. This month's Mother Jones magazine reveals that the Bush administration put almost no effort into tracking down Saddam's nuclear scientists. Iraq had many scientists with working knowledge of WMDs who could sell their services to the highest bidder. But a source tells Mother Jones that only three of Iraq's top 200-some nuclear scientists have been accounted for. The others are missing. If the Bush administration had actually cared about WMDs, it would have made an effort to find Iraq's nuclear weapons makers. Instead, Bush let the scientists slip away, making the world more dangerous for all of us. Read the full report online at MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Hello, my name is Brigitte. Of course, that is not my real name. That is my code name. My real name is Anastasia. Oh, hold it. That doesn't have a code name. When you are a woman of mystery, things get complicated. But there is one place that is not complicated. It is called Geico.com. It is great car insurance. I will spell it for you. G-E-I-C-O-D-O-T-C-O-M. Actually, you don't spell out the dot. You use period key. But go there, because you will see many not complicated things, like a free rate quote in just minutes. And Geico Associates, you can chat with online if you need help. Really easy. Not like saving the world or keeping all your code names straight. What do they say? 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance. Geico.com. It's quick. It's easy. It could change your life.
Have you ever wondered how some people get to the top of their careers faster than others? Is it hard work? Dedication? Luck? It's probably a combination of all three and something else. When these people see something they believe will give them an edge, they jump on it. Like GoToMyPC, the award-winning remote access solution that will ensure you never miss an important opportunity again. It's the fastest, easiest way to access your office or home PC from any PC, anywhere. All you need is internet access, and you can work on your programs, files, emails, and network from anywhere. No wonder GoToMyPC has been voted best remote access software. Here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz, the number 6.com.
Border to border.
border and coast to coast. The Mike Malloy Show. All substance, no abuse.
And hasn't it been made amply public now via the internet, thank God, that the declaration that this spokesgeek Scott McClellan talks about, this emergency declaration, federal emergency declaration, it names the counties, and I'm sorry, the parishes involved. And I can go down the list here, but you all know this already. It leaves out Orleans Parish. It leaves, in other words, it leaves out all the parishes that make up the city of New Orleans. Now, you have to ask yourself, is that by design? I said before, I think I said it last night or the night before, this is an example of ethnic cleansing. Oh, and I got a bunch of emails right away, people just very pissed off, say, how dare you say that? You know, real ethnic, you know, every time I compare them to Nazis, I get people say, how dare you say that? You know, think about the Holocaust. Look. A bastard is as a bastard does. That's all. This is ethnic cleansing. When you have the kind of people left behind and then help denied specifically by FEMA, water denied, food denied, Red Cross denied, communications lines severed, people told to stay out who are trying to get in and help, that is ethnic cleansing. That is deliberate, conscious murder. It is genocide. It is targeting a certain group of people because of who they are, what they believe in, what their religious affiliation is, or their political affiliation, or their racial affiliation, and trying to destroy them as a group. What occurred in New Orleans is racial or ethnic cleansing. It is racial murder. It is genocide. Now, you can don't bother sending me emails. That's my opinion, and I stand behind it. Jefferson Parish, or West, whatever the hell it is, Orleans Parish, all the parishes that make up Greater New Orleans, as far as I can tell here, left off the list. So when McClellan or any of these animals talks about, well, you know, he declared state, no, he didn't. That's all. No, he didn't. Last one on Simple Scotty here. And good, because it's break time, and I can go in the bathroom and throw up. God, I hate this guy. He just makes me sick. Let's end the comments from this subhuman tonight with the superb verbal sparring of Helen Thomas as she wrestles with this quacking jackass. Helen Thomas starts out by saying, "Does the president agree with his mother that the homeless taken from New Orleans to Houston are much better off now because they were underprivileged in New Orleans?"
Does the president agree with his mother that the homeless taken from New Orleans to Houston are much better off now because they were underprivileged in New Orleans?
I think she was making a personal observation on some of the comments that people were making that she was running into. I'm not sure that that's exactly what she said, but what we're focused on is helping these people who are in need. And I think that the observation is based on someone who, or some people that were talking to her, that were in need of a lot of assistance. People that have gone through a lot of trauma and been through a very difficult and trying time, and all of a sudden they are now getting great help in the state of Texas from some of the shelters.
Scary that they're all coming to Texas.
Yeah, again, I think you can look at her comments.
Oh my God. I think she was making a personal observation. I'm not sure that's exactly what she said. Helen Thomas says, "I have it right here. If you want to see it." I'm not sure that's exactly what she said. Right after my hour with Limbaugh, I get half an hour with McClellan. I'm sorry to do that to you. I really am. To play sound clips from McClellan and Limbaugh on the same night, that's really pushing it, Kathy. I mean, that's really asking a lot out of this audience. An offer of aid from the Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez, which included two mobile hospital units, 120 rescue and first aid experts, and 50 tons of food, has been rejected. According to civil rights leader Jesse Jackson, Mr. Jackson said the offer from the Venezuelan leader, whom he recently met, included 10 water purification plants, 18 power generation plants, and 20 tons of bottled water. The offer was made in a letter from the Venezuelan ambassador to the United States, Bernardo Alvarez, to the governor of Louisiana, Kathleen Blanco. It was one of many from governments and aid organizations around the world, despite allegations by many conservative commentators and bloggers that the U.S. is being ignored by countries it has helped during crises. Mr. Jackson said the rejection of the offer from one of Mr. Bush's most outspoken political foes was a sign the federal government was incapable of handling the crisis properly. Said Mr. Jackson, quote, "This may be Mr. Bush's worst hour of leadership," end quote. Leadership, Jesse?
Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
As Republicans cry out to stop the blame game, they've blamed everyone but themselves since this catastrophe. Listen to their ever-evolving buck-passing strategies. There's blame the victims. Both FEMA's Brown and Homeland Security's Chertoff, the Mutt and Jeff of this calamity, have blamed careless, destitute citizens of New Orleans for not evacuating. Then there's blame the locals. Karl Rove's PR strategy is to shift the blame to the state and city officials. All this week, Fox News played this card. Expect more of this line of attack. And blame the city. Michael Chertoff pointed the finger at the city of New Orleans itself, saying, quote, "It's a soup bowl. People have talked for years about whether it makes sense to have a city like that." Then there's the ignoramus defense. It was left up to our physically fit president for the whopper of the week. Quote, "I don't think anyone anticipated the breach of the levees. As the investigations begin, as they must, it's likely this last defense will be scrapped. If only we could do the same to this administration." I'm Katrina VandenHeuvel. For more, go to thenation.com.
Know the greatest phrase ever invented in shopping? No, it's not "I'll just wait in the car." The greatest phrase is "No thanks, I'm just looking." I mean, what freedom, what liberation. What a great way to buy car insurance. In fact, why not do some looking right now? Go to GEICO.com. It's quick, it's easy, and you could save hundreds. You know, saving money looks good on you. GEICO.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you wish you could slow down the hands of time? You can do something about premature aging. Take Nature Made Vitamin E, a powerful antioxidant. It helps fight premature aging by protecting the cells in your heart, eyes, skin, brain, and immune system from potential damage caused by free radicals that occur naturally in your body. Maybe it's time you consider Nature Made Vitamin E. Look for Nature Made Vitamin E in the vitamin aisle and hold your health to the highest standard with Nature Made.
It's time for you to get off the drug merry-go-round and experience natural healing with Total Health Vitamins. THVitamins.com is America's online super health store, carrying over 20,000 products with one of the country's largest selections of vitamins, herbs, and supplements. THVitamins.com offers daily specials at huge discounts with prompt service and free shipping on purchases over $75. Today's special is a 2-month supply of Country Life's high-potency, time-release multivitamin at a 50% discount. That's half price and a savings of $10.50. As an additional bonus from THVitamins.com, you'll also receive a free 3-month supply of vitamin C. All products are 100% natural and unconditionally guaranteed. Place your order online at thvitamins.com or by telephone at 1-800-283-2833. That's 1-800-283-2833. THVitamins.com. We make good health affordable.
Air America Radio Network News. I'm
I'm Emily Hoffman. The price tag for the next phase of the federal hurricane relief effort is $52 billion. That's how much President Bush wants Congress to approve, on top of the $10.5 billion already on its way. Meanwhile, top Democrats in Congress are denouncing the White House response. Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi says President Bush is in denial. More red tape in the hurricane relief effort. Offers of aid from abroad for Hurricane Katrina victims have reportedly been delayed for days, waiting for clearance from the U.S. authorities. The Washington Post says that FEMA and the State Department are behind the bureaucratic botch-up. Among the aid awaiting the green light were a Swedish water purification system and equipment to set up a cellular network. A Swedish embassy official says the State Department had denied a request for flight clearance. Internal documents obtained by the Associated Press show a slow initial response to the hurricane. The documents indicate the Federal Emergency Management Agency's chief waited about 5 hours after the storm came ashore to propose sending Homeland Security workers to the region. And floodwaters in New Orleans are so contaminated with sewage that contact by rescue workers and remaining residents is dangerous. That from the Environmental Protection Agency today. The first round of testing also found elevated lead levels, which is really, really bad for everybody, particularly children, if they drink it. Residents have been told since the hurricane to avoid drinking the water, but these new results out today emphasize the risk from skin contact as well. They certainly could use those purification systems that are being held up in Sweden. And on the topic of Europe, the Bush charm offensive seems to be failing in Europe. That's the conclusion of a survey out today by the German Marshall Fund that says in spite of three visits by Bush to the continent since his reelection, most Europeans are still overwhelmingly wary of Washington. More than three-quarters of Europeans believe that transatlantic relations have either stayed the same or worsened in the past year, according to the survey, which was carried out in 9 EU countries. A similar number of Americans have reached the same conclusion. Since the invasion of Iraq, U.S. relations with France and Germany have sunk to their worst levels since World War II. And there's still people dying in Iraq. A suicide bomber blew up his explosives-laden car outside a takeout restaurant in a market in the southern city of Basra today, killing at least 15 people and wounding 10. Two police vehicles were destroyed in the blast, and earlier today, four American security agents were killed in a car bombing near that city. Air America Radio Network News. I'm Emily Hoffman.
You've heard it's all about the O. Well, what does that mean? It means you have one place to go for a luxurious lifestyle. Overstock.com offers the web's best deals on designer fashions, books, music, sporting goods, bedding, assisted living products, all up to 70% off, plus affordable vacation packages and an auction department with hard-to-find one-of-a-kind items. Live operators 24/7, and it's $2.95 shipping on every order. Simple, safe, and easy. Overstock.com.
Hurricane Katrina has claimed hundreds of lives, and millions of Americans have suffered a lot because of this natural disaster. Thousands of people have already been evacuated, but there are many more in need of aid. To find out how you can help the victims of Hurricane Katrina, contact the Red Cross, 1-800-HELP-NOW, 1-800-HELP-NOW, or on the web at redcross.org. Your donation can help save lives right now, 1-800-HELP-NOW, or click on the Red Cross icon on our homepage at airamericaradio.com.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
Free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for a free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-992-5736. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-992-5736. That's 1-800-992-5736.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
Springer. This is a wake-up call.
On the radio.
A wake-up call to America.
Coming up on the next Springer.
On the radio.
If you were from New Orleans, would you go back? And what are the short and long-term effects of the toxic gumbo we see on the streets of the Crescent City?
The voice of reason.
Jerry
Springer.
On the radio.
Jerry Springer on Air America Radio.
Seven past the hour. We're going to play that David Gregory cut for you again. It was David Gregory, not David King. That's John King at CNN. David Gregory at NBC and MSNBC. We're going to play it for you again in just a second. So much of this stuff is blowing by so quickly as it does. Condoleezza Rice shopping for $1,000 shoes, caught a Broadway play, and knocked around some tennis balls with Monica Salas. Rummy caught the Padres game in San Diego. Chaining was mansion shopping for waterfront property on Chesapeake Bay. Bush played golf, then literally ate cake and fiddled. You couldn't ask for two more blatant historical metaphors, could you? He's eating cake and he's fiddling. Well, playing a guitar. My God. But Rush and the Wingnuts want us to believe this tragedy was the mayor of New Orleans' fault. Or that people are choosing to remain since they're choosing to remain in the city, they're getting what they asked for. Thousands of people being made homeless, and this filthy android Cheney is out buying a mansion. Thousands of people without clothes, and Condoleezza Rice is buying shoes that cost more than most people's monthly rent payment. Imelda Marcos had nothing on this woman. Huh? Thousands are dead. And President Nero Antoinette is nibbling cake and fiddling around on the guitar, signing meaningless disaster declarations from his ranch that conveniently leave out the parishes that make up Greater New Orleans. Now, we mentioned this last night, the next shockwave that's going to hit this country in the solar plexus, even though we have not absorbed a million evacuees, but what's really going to hit in the solar plexus is going to be the reports now that are coming in, dozens of cases of West Nile virus in New Orleans, at least five reported cases of what is being referred to as a cholera-like infection. What the hell does that mean? Remember that Michael Crichton novel and film, The Andromeda Strain, with the streets full of dead bodies? And the Wingnuts want you to believe this is the mayor of New Orleans' fault. I'm going to play this one more time, David Gregory. And then for those of you who have missed it, we have the timeline of the Katrina timeline. It's quick, but I want you to hear it. Now, listen to this back and forth once again with David Gregory of NBC, who begins, Scott, does the president retain confidence in his FEMA director and his Secretary of Homeland Security?
Again, David, I mean, see, this is where some people want to look at the blame game issue and finger point. We're focused on solving problems, and we're doing everything we can. We're doing everything we can in support of the Department of Homeland Security and FEMA, and we're going to continue. We appreciate the great effort that all of those at FEMA, including the head of FEMA, are doing to help the people in the region. And I'm just not going to engage in the blame game or finger pointing that you're trying to get me to engage in.
Okay, but that's not at all what I was asking.
Sure it is.
Well,
it's exactly what you're trying to play.
The point you want to make about the blame game, which you've said enough now. I'm asking you a direct question, which you're dodging. Does the president retain complete confidence in his director of FEMA and secretary of Homeland Security?
And I just answered the question.
The answer yes.
And what you're doing is trying to engage in a game of finger pointing and blame gaming. What we're trying to do is solve problems, David, and that's where we're going to keep our focus.
So you're not answering. You won't answer that question.
I did. I just did.
Yes or no?
No, you want to.
Complete confidence or doesn't?
No. If you want to continue to engage in finger pointing and blame gaming, that's fine. We're going to engage.
That's ridiculous.
No, it's not ridiculous.
Don't try to accuse me of that. I'm asking you a direct question, and you should answer it. Does he retain complete confidence in his...
Like I said, you're... Exactly, is what you're engaging in.
Yes or no?
And absolutely.
I'm not engaging in anything.
Absolutely.
I'm asking a question about what the president...
Absolutely, we appreciate...
...substantial criticism of members of the administration, okay? And you know that, everybody watching...
No. No, everybody that watches this knows, David, that you're trying to engage in a blame game.
Oh, my God. This is what it's come down to. When are we going to put these people out of office? Yeah? Doctors offered by Cuba to help attend to Katrina's victims probably won't be needed. The Condoleezza Rice Shoe Department suggested yesterday. Her spokesman, Sean McCormick, held open the possibility that the offer could be acted on if the need grew. About 12,000 U.S. medical professionals have volunteered for duty in New Orleans. Offers of aid continue to pour in from about 90 countries. You have heard this filthy subhuman Rush Limbaugh and his filthy sub-parrot Sean Hannity and the rest of these ugly, filthy pigs on right-wing talk radio say nobody's helping America. About 90 countries have offered help. The U.S.-Cuba Sister Cities Association, which is a pro-Cuba group based in Pittsburgh, said the U.S. has rejected the offer from Castro. The Cuban Foreign Ministry spokesman, José Luis Ponce, said 1,586 Cuban doctors were ready to come to the U.S. Yeah. Oh, and then Raw Story reported this a couple of days ago about the San Diego hospital that was closed to accommodate Bush's visit. The Naval Medical Center in San Diego's Balboa Park was shut down to accommodate a visit by Bush August 30th, forcing patients to cancel chemotherapy treatments and hundreds of scheduled patient visits. This is when he was when he did the guitar riff, I think, Kathy. Raw Story says the pharmacy, the daughter of one of the patients told Raw Story shortly before Bush's arrival, the pharmacy is closed, the emergency room is closed, chemotherapy patients will not be allowed on base. This person went on to tell Raw Story, my mother is a patient. She was contacted and told that her appointment had been canceled and would be rescheduled later. All civilian personnel and patients will not be allowed on base. And then the Raw Story report goes on. Hundreds of patients' visits were canceled. Patients and staff at the Naval Medical Center voiced concern over the shutdown of non-critical patient care services for a photo op that never even materialized. None was willing to go on record by name for fear of retaliation, such as loss of jobs or revocation of health care privileges. One hospital volunteer expressed shock and disappointment at the apparent disregard for patient welfare. This person said, quote, I think it's disgusting. People are getting chemo or radiation. They're on a very set schedule. They are not supposed to miss a session or put it off by even a day because it's based on the life cycle of a cancer cell. Some had to postpone for quite a while because the radiation and chemo rooms were full. On other days, they closed everything down just so Bush could have his photo op in the lobby with the corpsman. Now, officially, Bush was slated to thank medics who aided tsunami victims in Southeast Asia. And some local news reports indicated that he was going to visit with the wounded soldiers. Oh, yeah. But when Bush and his entourage... Now, listen to this. Listen closely. When Bush and his entourage arrived at the medical facility, the plans changed. One local news station, KNSD Channel 10, reported that Bush never left his motorcade, departing for the airport 15 minutes after arriving. The station aired footage of Bush laboring to ascend the steps up to Air Force One, aided by his wife, Laura. A newscaster commented on Bush's wavering gait and noted that it was unusual for him not to pause to shake hands with well-wishers at the airport. The broadcast led to local speculation that Bush may have encountered a medical problem. Well, let me digress from the Raw Story article. No, he's drunk. He's just drunk on his ass. He's just drunk. He's a drunk, useless waste of human DNA. KNSD Channel 10 later retracted part of the story, reporting that Bush, in fact, entered the medical center and visited briefly with injured patients, but would not allow camera crews to accompany him. A call to the medical center's public relations office to confirm was not returned. KNSD television assignment editor Gonzalo Rojas told Raw Story, "We were providing the pool photography. We were told that we were going to be allowed to go in with him, but we were not. No one was." Stick around. I'm Mike Malloy. Common sense is ringing out there. This ain't no technological breakdown. Oh no, this is the road to hell.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Telling this committee you didn't know your statements were false.
No, Senator, I did not.
You're under oath?
I know that.
Well, look right here in the Nation magazine. All that claptrap was debunked.
I don't read the Nation.
Nobody told you about it?
Nobody in the White House reads the Nation.
Well, maybe they should. I think the American people assume these decisions you make are based on fact.
That's not the way we operate.
Oh, I am getting you guys the Nation.
Don't waste your money.
No, it doesn't take money. A 4-week mini subscription is free.
I don't want a 4-week mini subscription free.
You'd rather remain in ignorance?
I'd rather remain in my job.
You're saying they fire you for reading the Nation?
Not for reading it, Senator. Just for being seen with it.
Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept our free mini subscription. That's readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863.
Hey folks, John Madden here to tell you about the Big Ace Helpful Hardware Day sale going on this weekend only, September 9th through the 11th at your participating neighborhood Ace store. They've got great deals on a 4-pack of GE Reveal light bulbs, free after a $2.99 mail-in rebate, and your choice of power tools, including a reciprocating saw, drill kit, or bench grinder for only $19.99 each. So get helpful advice and great deals this weekend during the Ace Helpful Hardware Day sale. Quantities limited. Available at participating stores.
No prescription drug coverage? Now there's help. Introducing the Merck Prescription Discount Program. You may be eligible for discounts of 15 to 40% on Merck drugs regardless of age or income. Call 1-800-50-MERCK to enroll. It's free to join and there are no membership costs. The new Merck Prescription Discount Program. It's one more way Merck puts patients first. Call 1-800-50-MERCK.
Here's the everyday challenge for business professionals. Leaving work on time. Because at 5 o'clock you still have work to finish. So you're stuck at the office because everything you need is on your office computer. Here's your solution. Go to MyPC.com. With GoToMyPC.com, you can remotely access your office computer from home or anywhere. All you need is an internet connection. Here's how it works. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and your office desktop instantly appears, just like you're sitting in front of it. GoToMyPC.com gives you complete access to everything on your office PC, all your files, emails, programs, and network resources. And here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
Hey, truth seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malloy.
So back to this little bit from the Naval Medical Center in San Diego's Balboa Park that was shut down to accommodate a photo op by the drunk. And then when he got there, he decided he couldn't handle it, I guess. But it says hundreds of protesters lined the boulevard outside the hospital entrance. Earlier that morning, peace activists also gathered outside North Island Naval Air Station, where Bush spoke to an invitation-only group of World War II vets. Backstage after the appearance, Bush strummed a guitar, smiled and laughed, but did not comment on the unfolding catastrophic disaster in New Orleans. Okay, it was later in the day then where he was seen stumbling up the steps of Air Force One, probably drunk on his ass. Bush likely heard the distant drumbeats, it says here, of anti-war protesters outside, though his motorcade entered through a side gate to avoid passing by the crowd. And then it says this, after civilian patients and volunteers were sent home so Bush could have his visit, quote, remaining military personnel were told to show up looking very spiffy, to appear in the auditorium, and to remember that they will be on film, end quote, one hospital insider told Raw Story. Quote, in other words, if you want a career and not be sent to Iraq, cheer like hell, end quote. This filthy, filthy. Yeah. And Reg over at TVNewsLies.org, they have a deck of cards here. It's called The Loaded Deck of America's Least Wanted. The Nine of Diamonds is Barbara Bush. And on the card it says, who is she? She's the mother of all mothers. What is she famous for? She's a matriarch of a family of alcoholics, drug addicts, underage drinkers, deserters, savings and loan criminals, voter fraud participants, and warmongers. Makes Rosemary's Baby seem like a children's bedtime story. Isn't that the truth? Boy, when you stop and think about it, we mentioned this the other night. The one woman crime wave that this psychopath, this hideous old woman has unleashed on the, not just the United States, but on the world. Murderers and killers and drunks and drug addicts and draft dodgers and warmongers. How can one uterus spew that much filth onto the planet? It's astonishing. Just astonishing. I want to do a quick timeline, the Katrina timeline. Friday, August 26th, Governor Kathleen Blanco declares state of emergency in Louisiana. On that same day, Gulf Coast states request troop assistance from the Pentagon. At a September 1st press conference, Lieutenant General Russell Honoré, Commander, Joint Task Force Katrina, said that the Gulf states began the process of requesting additional forces on Friday, August 26th. Saturday, August 27th, Katrina upgraded to a Category 3 hurricane. Governor Blanco asked Bush to declare a federal state of emergency in Louisiana. Later that day, the federal emergency was declared. Department of Homeland Security and FEMA given full authority to respond to Katrina. Get the timeline, August 27th. The White House press release said specifically FEMA is authorized to identify, mobilize, and provide at its discretion equipment and resources necessary to alleviate the impacts of the emergency. Now keep in mind that the right-wing thugs who dominate media in this country, especially talk radio, want you to believe that none of this happened. But the timeline is out there. Saturday, or Sunday, August 28th, at 2 a.m., Katrina was upgraded to Category 4. At 7 a.m., Katrina was upgraded to Category 5. That morning, Louisiana newspaper suggested that the levees may give. The Lafayette Daily Advertiser said, quote, forecasters fear levees won't hold Katrina. Forecasters feared Sunday morning that storm-driven waters will lap over the New Orleans levees when monster Hurricane Katrina pushes past the Crescent City tomorrow. At 9:30 a.m. Sunday, August 28th, the mayor of New Orleans issues the first-ever mandatory evacuation to New Orleans. Mayor Nagin said, we're facing the storm most of us have feared. This is going to be an unprecedented event. That was Sunday, August 28th, at 9:30 in the morning. At 4 p.m., the National Weather Service issues a special hurricane warning. It said in the event of a Category 4 or 5 hit, quote, most of the area will be uninhabitable for weeks, perhaps longer. At least one half of well-constructed homes will have roof and wall failure. All gabled roofs will fail, leaving those homes severely damaged or destroyed. Power outages will last for weeks. Water shortages will make human suffering incredible by modern standards. That was a National Weather Service a directive that came out. Now remember, this is Sunday, August 28th. Remember, these sons of bitches who are destroying America in the Bush crime family said they didn't know anything about this. That afternoon, Sunday afternoon, Bush, Michael Brown, Michael Chertoff, all of them warned of a levee failure by the National Hurricane Center director, Dr. Max Mayfield, director of the National Hurricane Center, quote, we were briefing them way before landfall. It's not like this was a surprise. We had in the advisories that the levee could be topped. There's more. Stay with me. I'm Mike Malloy.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies.
Hey, stay together!
Now I'm Claritin Clear. Only Claritin is proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes.
No cell phones in hiking.
Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com or text message 24CLR. Only brand clinically tested. Use as directed.
If you take vitamin E, listen up. This is Larry King to tell you about a different form of vitamin E, Ester E. I take Ester E because it's not like any other vitamin E. Only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body is ready to use it. And because it's all natural, it's readily absorbed. So do what I do. Take Ester E. E-S-T-E-R-E. Advanced protection. Ester protection.
Look for Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. George Bush invaded Iraq under the pretense of weapons of mass destruction. So you'd think the first thing America would do after invading would be to track down the Iraqi scientist who worked on WMDs in the 80s and 90s. Well, think again. This month's Mother Jones magazine reveals that the Bush administration put almost no effort into tracking down Saddam's nuclear scientists. Iraq had many scientists with working knowledge of WMDs who could sell their services to the highest bidder. But a source tells Mother Jones that only three of Iraq's top 200-some nuclear scientists have been accounted for. The others are missing. If the Bush administration had actually cared about WMDs, it would have made an effort to find Iraq's nuclear weapons makers. Instead, Bush let the scientists slip away, making the world more dangerous for all of us. Read the full report online at MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
So, you're comparing online car insurance quotes and you wonder, am I comparing apples to apples or oranges to kumquats? With Progressive Direct, you'll know. Go to Progressive.com and you'll see a clear, easy-to-read chart comparing each company's rates and coverages. And if you have a question, just call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and a licensed insurance professional will pick up right where you left off online. So you can be sure. Available in most states and situations. Progressive Housing Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio.
I'm Cheryl Osborne, owner of Casco Contractors, Inc., and I've been an American Express business card member since 1997. About 8 months ago, I ordered a custom cabinet from a vendor. It was for one of my best clients, and when it came 9 weeks later, it was all wrong. It was the wrong size. They had painted it a flat black versus a glossy black. I was devastated. I mean, really, my heart dropped. So when I called the vendor, he would not budge. So I then called up American Express and dealt with someone from the open team. And they got all the information from me, all the specifics, and froze the charge. It's nice to know you can just pick up the phone and say, can you please resolve this for me? And then on your behalf, they will do that.
Peace of mind with just one phone call. That's the level of service you get when you work with the open small business team. To apply for an American Express Business Gold Card and receive a complimentary year of service, call 1-800-NOW-OPEN or visit nowopen.com.
Disputes will not always be resolved in favor of the card member. The $75 annual fee will be waived for the first year.
This is Dick Sommer for Binder and Binder, America's most successful Social Security disability advocates. One of the reasons we are America's most successful Social Security disability advocates is that we really listen to our clients, and we get results. You're going to like that. I'll bet you've never heard anyone else say what Charles Binder always says.
We'll deal with the government because you have enough to worry about.
Now that is a powerful claim, and we prove it every day all across America. If you're disabled and you can't work anymore, you ought to call Binder and Binder, 1-800-66-BINDER. Our email address is information@binderandbinder.com. We'll tell you right away if we can put the power of America's most successful Social Security disability advocates to work for you. You're going to like that we really listen to you, and we get results. Make the free call to 1-800-66-BINDER.
Hey, he was offside. Oh, man, this is by far the best ticket I've ever had to any football game. I've never felt so close to the action. You've got your ticket for great hard-hitting football this season, right? Don't you?
Get up to 200 NFL games with NFL Sunday Ticket only from DirecTV. You get instant access to your choice of games all season only on DirecTV. When you subscribe to NFL Sunday Ticket for just four payments of $69.99, you also receive 4 months of DirecTV's best programming package, Total Choice Premier, free. Call Nationwide Satellite right now for NFL Sunday Ticket, and you'll also get a four-room system installed free. Plus, ask how to get a free DirecTV DVR so you can pause and replay live TV. Call 888-442-7306. That's 888-442-7306 for your NFL Sunday Ticket. 888-442-7306. Call now.
Offer is available till 11-505 on approved credit. New residential customers only. DirecTV hardware, programming, and DVR service sold separately at $4.99 per month for separate programming on second and each additional TV. Blackout rules and other conditions apply to sports.
Hi, this is Al Franken, host of the Al Franken Show on Air America Radio. Psychologists tell us that grief comes in phases, and our response to Hurricane Katrina is no exception. First the shock and disbelief phase, then the overwhelming sorrow, then the anger at President Bush phase, which frankly is there the whole time. Tomorrow, my favorite phase of all, the what does Tom Oliphant have to say about this phase? Tom, Catherine, me on the next Franken.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
All right, back to this timeline. We're up to, where are we here? We're up to Sunday, August 28th at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. That's when the National Weather Service issues a special hurricane warning about what's going to happen in New Orleans. And that afternoon, the director of the National Hurricane Center, Dr. Max Mayfield, notifies Bush, Michael Brown of FEMA, and Michael Chertoff of Homeland Security what's going to happen. Late that afternoon, reports of water topping over the levee, according to the Times-Picayune newspaper, quote, waves crashed atop the exercise path on the Lake Pontchartrain levee in Kenner, Louisiana, early Monday as Katrina churned closer. And also that night, approximately 30,000 evacuees gather at Superdome with roughly 36 hours worth of food. All right, now Monday, August 29th, at 7 o'clock in the morning, Katrina makes landfall as a Category 4 hurricane. At 8 o'clock, Marinagan reports that water is flowing over the levee. On NBC's Today Show, he said, I've gotten reports this morning that there's already water coming over some of the levee systems. In the lower Ninth Ward, we've had one of our pumping stations stop operating, so we'll have significant flooding. It's just a matter of how much. Later on that morning, Bush calls Secretary Chertoff to discuss immigration. According to a White House release of what was discussed, Bush said, quote, I spoke to Mike Chertoff today. He's the head of the Department of Homeland Security. I knew people would want me to discuss the immigration issue. So we got us an airplane on a telephone on Air Force One. So I called him and I said, are you working with the governor? And he said, you bet we are. Later that morning, Bush shares a birthday cake photo op with Senator John McCain. At 11 o'clock in the morning, Bush visits Arizona Resort to promote Medicare drug benefit. According to White House transcript, he said, quote, this new bill I signed says if you're a senior and you like the way things are today, you're in good shape. Don't change. But by the way, there's a lot of different opinions or options for you out there, and we're here to talk about what that means to our seniors. Later on in the morning, the levee was breached. The Times-Picayune says, quote, a large section of vital 17th Street Canal levee, where it connects to the brand-new hurricane-proof Old Hammond Highway Bridge, gave way late Monday morning in Bucktown after Katrina's fiercest winds were well north. Later on that same morning, 11:30 in the morning, Michael Brown finally requests that Department of Homeland Security dispatch 1,000 employees to the region and gives them 2 days to arrive. According to Associated Press, quote, Brown's memo to Chertoff described Katrina as, quote, this near catastrophic event, end quote, but otherwise lacked any urgent language. The memo politely ended, thank you for your consideration in helping us to meet our responsibilities. 2 p.m. Now remember where we are. We're at Monday, August 29th. 2 p.m. Bush travels to California Senior Center to discuss Medicare drug benefit. According to the White House transcript, he said the following. We got some folks up here who are concerned about their Social Security or Medicare. Joan Geis is with us. I could tell she was looking at me when I first walked in the room to meet her, and she was wondering whether or not old George W. is going to take away her Social Security check. At 9 p.m. that night, Rumsfeld attends the San Diego Padres baseball game. According to editor and publisher Rumsfeld, quote, joined Padres president John Moores in the owner's box. Tuesday, August 30th, Bush speaks on Iraq at a naval base in Coronado, California. By midday, Chertoff finally becomes aware that the levee has failed. On Meet the Press, later, on September 4th, Meet the Press, 4 days later, he says, it was on Tuesday that the levee, may have been overnight Monday to Tuesday, that the levee started to break. And it was midday Tuesday that I became aware of the fact that there was no possibility of plugging the gap and essentially the lake was going to start to drain into the city. Later on Tuesday, August 30th, the Pentagon claims there are enough National Guard troops in the region. According to WWL Television in New Orleans, quote, Pentagon spokesman Lawrence DeRita said the states have adequate National Guard units to handle the hurricane needs, end quote. That same day, looting is reported, security shortage cited. New Orleans Councilwoman Jackie Clarkson said, quote, the looting is out of control. The French Quarter has been attacked. We're using exhausted, scarce police to control looting when they should be used for search and rescue while we still have people on rooftops, end quote. Now, remember, the Pentagon said there's enough troops in the region to handle whatever the needs were. Meantime, same day, Tuesday, August 30th, the USS Bataan sits offshore virtually unused. According to the Chicago Tribune, the USS Bataan, an 844-foot ship designed to dispatch Marines in amphibious assaults, has helicopters, doctors, hospital beds, food, water. It can also make its own water up to 100,000 gallons a day. And it just, excuse me, just happened to be in the Gulf of Mexico when Katrina came roaring ashore. The Bataan rode out the storm and then followed it toward shore, awaiting relief orders. Helicopter pilots flying from its deck were some of the first to begin plucking stranded New Orleans residents. But now the Bataan's hospital facilities, including six operating rooms and beds for 600 patients, are empty. That same day, Tuesday, August 30th, 3 p.m., Bush plays guitar with country singer Mark Willis. Later on that day, Bush returns to Crawford for the final night of vacation. How many people are dead at that point, do you think, Drew Seeger? Wednesday, August 31st, tens of thousands trapped in the Superdome. According to the LA Times, describing the deteriorating conditions, quote, a two-year-old girl slept in a pool of urine, cracked vials littered a restroom, blood stained the walls next to vending machines smashed by teenagers. Tiffany Smith, 25, said as she cradled her three-year-old son, Terry, we pee on the floor, we are like animals. By Wednesday, it had degenerated into horror. At least two people, including a child, have been raped. Three people have died, including one man who jumped to his death, saying he had nothing to live for. There is no sanitation. The stench is overwhelming. That same day, Bush finally organizes a task force to coordinate federal response. Bush says on Tuesday, while people are dying, that he's going to fly to Washington to begin work with a task force that will coordinate the work of 14 federal agencies involved in the relief effort. That same day, Wednesday, August 31st, Jefferson Parish Emergency Director says food and water supply gone. The director, Walter Maestri, says FEMA and national agencies are not delivering the help as it is needed. Later that same day, Wednesday, August 31st, 80,000 believe stranded in New Orleans. 3,000 are now stranded at the convention center without food or water. At 5 p.m. that day, Bush gives his first major address on Katrina. He says, quote, or according to the New York Times, nothing about the president's demeanor, which seemed casual to the point of carelessness, suggested that he understood the depth of the crisis. At 8 p.m. that night, Condoleezza Rice takes in a Broadway show, Spamalot. At 9 p.m., FEMA Director Michael Brown claims he's surprised over the size of the storm. CNN, he says on CNN, quote, I must say, this storm is much bigger than I expected. Thursday, September 1st, 8 o'clock in the morning, Bush claims no one expected the levees to break. He's quoted in the Washington Post saying, I didn't think anybody anticipated the breach of the levees. That same day, Thursday, September 1st, Condoleezza Rice visits the U.S. Open. Hits some balls with retired champ Monica Seles. Same day, still no command and control established. Terry Ebert, New Orleans Homeland Security Director, said, quote, this is a national emergency. This is a national disgrace. FEMA has been here 3 days, and there's no command and control. We can send massive amounts of aid to tsunami victims, but we can't bail out the city of New Orleans, end quote. 2 p.m. that day, the mayor of New Orleans issues, quote, desperate SOS, end quote, to the federal government. He says this is a desperate SOS. Right now we're out of resources at the convention center and don't anticipate enough buses. We need buses. Will somebody help us? At the same time, 2 p.m., Michael Brown claims not to have heard of reports of violence. He tells CNN, I've had no reports of unrest. If the connotation of the word unrest means that people are beginning to riot, or you know, they're banging on walls and screaming and hollering or burning tires or whatever, I've had no reports of that. The Associated Press, same day, reports that New Orleans is descending into anarchy. They say storm victims were raped and beaten, fights and fires broke out, corpses lay out in the open, rescue helicopters and law enforcement officers were shot at as flooded out New Orleans descended into anarchy. The mayor said this is a desperate SOS. That same day, same afternoon, Condoleezza Rice goes shoe shopping at Ferragamo on Fifth Avenue. Condoleezza Rice was seen spending several thousands of dollars on some nice new shoes. Later that same afternoon, Michael Brown finally learns of evacuees in the convention center. He says to CNN, quote, "We learned about that Thursday, so I have directed that we have all available resources to get that convention center to make sure they have food and water and medical care that they need." Friday, September 2nd, the Karl Rove-led campaign to blame local officials begins. New York Times, under the command of President Bush's two senior political advisors, the White House rolled out a plan to contain the political damage from the administration's response to Katrina. Bush's comments from the Rose Garden Friday morning formed the start of this campaign. That same day, Bush praises Michael Brown. "Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job." Half an hour later, Bush stages a photo op briefing. Coast Guard helicopters and crew diverted to act as backdrop for Bush's photo op. 10 minutes later, Bush visits Grounds Food Aid. According to Times-Picayune, 3 tons of food ready for delivery by air to refugees in St. Bernard Parish and on Algiers Point sat on the Crescent City connecting bridge Friday afternoon as air traffic was halted because of Bush's visit to New Orleans. That same day, levee repair work orchestrated for Bush's photo op. Senator Mary Landrieu said, quote, "Touring this critical site yesterday with the President, I saw what I believe to be a real and significant effort to get a handle on a major cause of the catastrophe. Flying over this critical spot again this morning, less than 24 hours later, became apparent that yesterday what we were witnessing was a hastily prepared stage set for a presidential photo opportunity, and the desperately needed resources we saw this morning were reduced to a single, lonely piece of equipment."
Is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Do you wish you could slow down the hands of time? You can do something about premature aging. Take Nature Made Vitamin E, a powerful antioxidant. It helps fight premature aging by protecting the cells in your heart, eyes, skin, brain, and immune system from potential damage caused by free radicals that occur naturally in your body. Maybe it's time you consider Nature Made Vitamin E. Look for Nature Made Vitamin E in the vitamin aisle and hold your health to the highest standard with Nature Made.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Hello, this is Jimmy Carter. Since 1982, Habitat for Humanity has been building houses and hope in the countries of Asia. But for hundreds of thousands of people, hope turned to despair last December when a tsunami struck. Today, Habitat building centers are being established to provide jobs, to teach new skills, and to offer people the dignity to rebuild not only their houses, but their lives. I urge you to join me and support the work of Habitat for Humanity in your own community and around the world. Visit Habitat.org.
It's time for you to get off the drug merry-go-round and experience natural healing with Total Health Vitamins. THVitamins.com is America's online super health store, carrying over 20,000 products with one of the country's largest selections of vitamins, herbs, and supplements. THVitamins.com offers daily specials at huge discounts with prompt service and free shipping on purchases over $75. Today's special is a 2-month supply of Country Life's high-potency, time-release multivitamin at a 50% discount. That's half price and a savings of $10.50. As an additional bonus from THVitamins.com, you'll also receive a free 3-month supply of vitamin C. All products are 100% natural and unconditionally guaranteed. Place your order online at THVitamins.com or by telephone at 1-800-283-2833. That's 1-800-283-2833. THVitamins.com. We make good health affordable.
You're telling this committee you didn't know your statements were false.
No, Senator, I did not.
You're under oath?
I know that.
Well, look right here in The Nation magazine. All that claptrap was debunked.
I don't read The Nation.
Nobody told you about it?
Nobody in the White House reads The Nation.
Well, maybe they should. I think the American people assume these decisions you make are based on fact.
That's not the way we operate.
Oh, I am getting you guys The Nation.
Don't waste your money.
No, it doesn't take money. A 4-week mini subscription is free.
I don't want a 4-week mini subscription free.
You'd rather remain in ignorance?
I'd rather remain in my job.
You're saying they fire you for reading The Nation.
Not for reading it, Senator. Just for being seen with it.
Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept our free mini subscription. That's readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863.
Bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
It's 9 minutes before the hour. This Katrina timeline, you can get this yourself. Go to thinkprogress.org. thinkprogress.org/Katrina-timeline. Okay? thinkprogress.org/Katrina-timeline. It's all there. We are up to Friday, September 2nd, in the late morning. Bush uses 50 firefighters as props in the disaster area photo op. According to the Salt Lake City Tribune, a group of 1,000 firefighters convened in Atlanta to volunteer with the Katrina relief efforts. Of those, quote, a team of 50 Monday morning quickly was ushered onto a flight headed for Louisiana, the crew's first assignment to stand beside Bush as he tours devastated areas. 3 p.m. that day, Bush, quote, satisfied with the response. According to the Associated Press, Bush said, I am satisfied with the response. I am not satisfied with all the results. Saturday, September 3rd. Senior Bush administration official lies to Washington Post, claims Governor Blanco never declared a state of emergency. The Post reported in their Sunday edition, quote, as of Saturday, Blanco still had not declared a state of emergency, the senior Bush official said, close quote. They were forced to issue a correction hours later. 9 a.m. on Saturday, September 3rd, Bush begins blaming state and local officials. The White House transcript says, quote, the magnitude of responding to a crisis over a disaster area that is larger than the size of Great Britain has created tremendous problems that have strained state and local capabilities. The result is that many of our citizens simply are not getting the help they need. Close quote. Now, one more time. thinkprogress.org/Katrina-timeline. And everything I just quoted for you, there are links to everything. You can check it all out yourself. thinkprogress.org/Katrina-timeline. Or just thinkprogress.org, you'll find it. James in Kenosha, Wisconsin writes, Mike, there's no doubt in my mind that the failure of the Bush administration to respond to Hurricane Katrina is criminal in nature and that the horrific extent of this crime will take years to be fully realized. That said, I believe Air America is giving an undeserved pass to New Orleans Mayor Nagin. The first line of civil defense must be at the local level, with the feds following close behind, especially for a city in the precarious environment faced by New Orleans. But this is not just my opinion. but that of Malik Rahim, who is a veteran of the Black Panther Party in New Orleans. For decades, he has worked as an organizer of public housing tenants both there and in San Francisco. In an interview on Democracy Now!, Rahim blasted Nagin's failure to serve his city. I'm writing this as a truth seeker, even if this truth stands apart from the line of defense against the wingnut spin attack. On the scale of justice, the failure of the Bush administration far outweighs the failure of the city's administration. Let me address this for just a second. This problem existed when the city of New Orleans was first founded. This is not Ray Nagin's problem. As far as Malik Rahim, I'm familiar with this guy, and I know that he's been in constant conflict with Ray Nagin. You have to remember, Nagin used to be, at least in name, a Republican, and then he became a Democrat and got elected. A lot of people in New Orleans didn't like him. I don't know why, and I'm sure there are reasons, but a problem of this scope, and given the nature of the poverty in the city of New Orleans, this is a thing that nobody understands. Most of us go to New Orleans for Mardi Gras or Jazz Fest, or you know, we bop in and bop out and party, party, man. Hey, let the good times roll. And nobody ever paid any attention to the fact that New Orleans is predominantly a poor city. Something, what that was, it, Kathy, 30% of the population lived under the poverty line. The poverty line in this country is a joke to begin with, but to live under that poverty line is an outrage. And, so many of these people were working people. These are people working for minimum wage, but they're below the poverty line. Over the years, government after government in the city and the state of Louisiana requested and usually got help from the Army Corps of Engineers, because of the precarious situation that the city of New Orleans finds itself in, has found itself in for 200 years, just the nature of the city. But it's the nature of Holland, too. As long as the engineering aspects of holding back the flood were handled, financed, and taken care of, there was no problem. Le bon jour, how do you say it? How do you say let the good times roll in French? Bonjour,
les bon temps roulés.
Laissez les bon temps rouler, the voice in my headset says. But that was always the attitude. But to say that this is Nagin's fault, I'm sure Nagin has some responsibility, but if you take a look at this timeline, what the hell could he have done? He didn't have the resources to make a literal forced evacuation. Where were people supposed to go? You see what's happening now, James, and anyone else who feels this way. I mean, that's understandable. You see where the people are going now. They have no idea. There was not time for the mayor of New Orleans to organize flights out of his city. On what? To where? This was a massive failure of government. If there is a way to divide this, okay. 5% on Mayor Nagin, 95% on the Bush crime family.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Hi, my name is Joy, and I'm a mystery shopper. Now, my friends think I have the absolute dream job. Don't get me wrong, it's great, but I tell them there's a little bit of work involved. I have to get out of bed, get dressed, plan out which shops to go to, and evaluate my shopping experience. Well, sure, I get paid to shop, but it's not like I can just sleep in and watch soap operas all day. Now, that would be a dream job.
Have you ever wondered how people get an inside track to become a paid mystery shopper? If you're self-disciplined and self-motivated, there are over 40,000 retail chains looking for mystery shoppers across the country. We work with large retailers, grocery chains, restaurants, and banks who need shoppers to evaluate things like customer service, store cleanliness, and parking. So if you like to shop and have a valid email address, we have assignments available now for men and women 18 years and older. Call 1-800-416-0859 to find out how you can get paid to shop. That's 1-800-416-0859. Paid shopping assignments are now available in your area. 1-800-416-0859.
Have you ever wondered how some people get to the top of their careers faster than others? Is it hard work? Dedication? Luck? It's probably a combination of all three, and something else. When these people see something they believe will give them an edge, they jump on it. like GoToMyPC, the award-winning remote access solution that will ensure you never miss an important opportunity again. It's the fastest, easiest way to access your office or home PC from any PC, anywhere. All you need is internet access, and you can work on your programs, files, emails, and network from anywhere. No wonder GoToMyPC has been voted best remote access software. Here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Police and military personnel are evacuating the remaining people holed up in their homes as disease and fire spread in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. Priscilla Huff reports.
And now New Orleans is being ravaged by fires. The suspected causes include faulty wiring. The city has not upgraded its electrical grid. Many splices are covered with paper, not plastic. Leaks from broken natural gas lines are also suspected. Firefighting teams are stretched to their limits. Many are assigned to search and rescue, and despite the flooding, in areas like the Garden District, there's no water pressure to douse the flames as historic wooden homes burn. For some evacuees, if their homes survived Hurricane Katrina, they may find their houses and businesses burned to the ground.
Meanwhile, there's some question as to whether police will force the evacuation. The mayor of the city has issued orders giving any public safety officer the authorization to force the evacuation of every person in the city. However, Louisiana Governor Kathleen Blanco says that's her decision to make, and she has not deemed it absolutely necessary yet. Members of the Congressional Black Caucus took to the floor of the House of Representatives Wednesday. California Democratic Congresswoman Barbara Lee says that the Bush administration performed poorly in the disaster.
The Bush administration's response to Katrina has been nothing short of shameful, and they must account for their actions.
Congressman William Jefferson of Louisiana called on Congress to set aside $225 billion to deal with rebuilding. Supreme Court Chief Justice William Rehnquist has been laid to rest. The late Chief Justice now rests in Arlington National Cemetery next to his wife, Natalie. She died in 1991. President Bush, Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, and members of Rehnquist's family delivered eulogies Wednesday at St. Matthew's Cathedral in Washington. Among those paying respects was Jeremy Scott of Woodbridge, Virginia. Scott says Rehnquist's steady leadership of the court will be missed.
In order to keep the court focused, I think it took someone with his character.
Also among the mourners at his funeral service was John Roberts, who has been nominated by President Bush to succeed Rehnquist as Chief Justice. Florida emergency officials are preparing for another blow from Mother Nature. Tropical storm Ophelia is threatening the state's northeast coast. It may not be packing hurricane force winds, but State Emergency Management Director Craig Fugate says there will be plenty of rain and the surf will be churning.
Although this tropical storm is not an immediate threat to many of the inland areas of the state, it is definitely a hazard for marine interest and along the coast if people do not heed the local warnings to stay off the water.
You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your amplifier and hear even a whisper.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Orkin Man, my neighbor has termites. Should I worry?
Absolutely. The fact is that termites can damage as many homes as fires.
I know it. Honey, I told you they'd ruin the neighborhood.
Who, the termites or the neighbors?
Take your pick.
Well, either way, there's no need to worry, as long as you have an Orkin home protection plan.
Ooh, thank my heavens. You got anything to keep his dog off my lawn?
Different show.
Dagnabbit, I'll call back.
Okay, but for a free termite inspection, call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the smoke-free free trial offer is. Smoke-free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the smoke-free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with smoke-free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Ring of Fire.
There's a brand new love affair going on between our appointed president and a corporate media that's showing less character and less courage than we have seen in decades. You want to hear stories that sound like real news, relevant news? Join Bobby Kennedy and me, Mike Papantonio, and we'll bring you those stories while the rest of corporate media is asleep at the wheel. Every weekend on Ring of Fire.
Ring of Fire on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. About 7 past hour. We're getting a lot of requests for our source for the story from the television station in is it San Diego that showed Bush stumbling. All you have to do is go to rawstory.com, rawstory.com, and when you open up the main page there, you'll see headlines at the top, and it's a story, chemo canceled as Bush visits hospital. And just click the link, and the whole story will be there. Rawstory.com. You get the main page, chemo canceled as Bush visits hospital. It's right there. It's one of the headlines. It's the third headline down on the top of the page. And when the story was sent to me, Larissa, who sent it to me, or it was written by Miriam Rafferty, I guess, but Larissa, who sent it to me, said the article was held over from last week because of the hurricane. And that's why it's just gone up on their website, I believe, today. So go to rawstory.com, and the link is chemo canceled as Bush visits hospital. All right, let's do some phone calls. I guess a three-hour program is not enough. Now I understand why Randy Rhodes does a four-hour program. That, you know, 4 hours would make me almost insane, but...
We're holding out for 6.
Huh?
We're holding out for 6.
Oh, we want 6? No, you're out of your mind. All right, let's go to the phone calls here. Herb, who called in last night from Columbia, Mississippi, and we asked him to call back in tonight if he could.
And I did.
is checking in. All right, Herb, give us an update. You're a hurricane survivor. What's going on in Columbia, Mississippi?
Okay, I'll give you a little bit of what I've learned today. I did a little research for you today as well, Mike.
All right.
All righty. I'm still without power, but I did get my meter box fixed today, and hopefully we'll have power tomorrow.
Great.
I heard from my twin sister. She lives in Goshen, Mississippi, which is across, just west of Pascagoula. And her house and everything she owns was destroyed. She was in a shelter in Ocean Springs, which is a city just west of where she lives. And
how much notice did she have to evacuate her house and go to that shelter?
My sister is really conscious of these things, and she, as soon as she heard about the hurricane, she started looking for a place to go.
Gotcha.
But she didn't have a whole lot of notice, but fortunately, she you know, she had the sense enough to know, I got to get out of here.
Right, right.
And she doesn't play with these things.
Now, how did she get there? She drove herself?
She drove herself. It's the coastline is really short. It's only, I think, 44 miles long.
You know, that's the hell, and I'm sure you understand this, Herb, the hell of the people who were stuck in New Orleans. They had no way to get out.
Right, right.
They just, you know what I heard today? I think it was either on Randy Rhodes' program or I forget whose program it was on this network, that Amtrak offered passenger trains to get people out, and FEMA turned that down, too.
Oh, wow. But I'm not surprised.
It's just, all right, go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Oh, no problem, Mike. I'm just thankful you let me back on tonight. But, you got Gulfport, Biloxi. I'm going from west to east. Gulfport, Biloxi, then you got Ocean Springs, Goshen, and Pascagoula.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now she was in Ocean Springs, which is just east of Biloxi. And she said that everything was just, she said, it's all gone. She only spoke for a minute, and when she said everything's gone, it's real bad, suddenly she stopped on the phone. It sounded like someone was talking to her, and she said, I got to go, and she hung up real fast. So mm-hmm. I don't know whether she was censored or whether somebody came by and was talking to her, and she left voluntarily. I don't know. She suddenly then, Mississippi in this area, give a hand to the Mississippi people. The food stamps program has issued emergency food stamps, and they're substantial. Sometimes they're as much as double what people normally get. So there has been an issue of food stamps to help the people in this area. So I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
FEMA, still nothing. I haven't heard anything, any federal assistance in this area. From my brief encounter with my sister, nothing's going on very much down on the coast, and the situation's getting desperate. I've got three sisters in Gulfport that I'm still yet to hear from, as well as my brother. A preacher's going down there tomorrow from this area, and he's going to try and check on my sister, but they're not going to allow him to go in into the areas that she lives, so hopefully he can just get some phone calls made. He said they wouldn't even let him in, even as a clergy member.
Wow.
Which I thought was kind of bad. You know, you'd think they'd at least let a clergy member in, but they won't. The lady who sends the waters out to fix for the electrician that fixed my box today, when I talked to her earlier today, she told me that she heard FEMA was doing an excellent job.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she said, oh, I heard they're doing an excellent job. And I said, oh, boy, you better check your source, buddy. You know? But I've talked to several people, and the thing that really bothers me is there seems to be a great apathy still in this region. People are still just not wanting to accept it, that we're being screwed like we are. It's sad.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't want to buy into it.
I hear you.
And I've been working really hard for some time for the guy running against Trent Lott, his name is Eric Fleming, a very fine man. And I've been trying to drum up a group of people so I can get him a base of support here in Columbia in Marion County. And so I've been able to talk to a few people and make a little bit of progress, but it's just it's so hard. But it's I see the town, my town here, doing much better. I think, you know, we're probably on the upside, but we couldn't afford another hurricane, or even a small one.
Well, let's hope that this hurricane developing off the coast of Florida is not going to head over into the Gulf.
I heard that just tonight, you know, on your show, and I just kind of, you know, winced. But especially from people on the coast, and look for problems from the Mississippi coast, because from what I have heard, it's just as bad as New Orleans.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not as bad, but it's just right on the verge of it.
I hear you.
So
I hear you.
Look for this area to become a problem. Now, where I am, fortunately, I'm far enough inland that I'm spared a lot of that, but not much. But
all right. Well, Herb, let me move on. Stay in touch. You don't have to call back tomorrow night, but stay in touch. I hope things get cranked up for you.
Okay, Mike. Let me put in a little thing here too. I'll probably be online tomorrow, so people can check out my blog, and I'll be keeping updates on it.
All right.
You can get it through You can get it through GoldenEagleVideo.net.
GoldenEagleVideo.net.
Right, and there's a link for Mississippi Blue Dot Blog.
All right, sounds good.
Thank you, Mike, and I appreciate you so much, buddy.
All right, sir. Stay in touch, Herb. You take care. We have a break coming up. When we come back, more of your phone calls until the end of the program. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
I don't think anybody anticipated the breach of the levees. I think there ought to be zero tolerance of looting. It's very important for the citizens in all affected areas to take personal responsibility and assume kind of a civic sense of responsibility.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. George Bush invaded Iraq under the pretense of weapons of mass destruction. So you'd think the first thing America would do after invading would be to track down the Iraqi scientists who worked on WMDs in the 80s and 90s. Well, think again. This month's Mother Jones magazine reveals that the Bush administration put almost no effort into tracking down Saddam's nuclear scientists. Iraq had many scientists with working knowledge of WMDs who could sell their services to the highest bidder. But a source tells Mother Jones that only three of Iraq's top 200-some nuclear scientists have been accounted for. The others are missing. If the Bush administration had actually cared about WMDs, it would have made an effort to find Iraq's nuclear weapons makers. Instead, Bush let the scientists slip away, making the world more dangerous for all of us. Read the full report online at MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-322-1238. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-322-1238. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions While Supplies Last. Just call 1-800-322-1238. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-322-1238.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-992-5736. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-992-5736. That's 1-800-992-5736.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
21 past the hour. Excuse me. Carolyn in Olympia, Washington, sent this earlier. It's a quote from way back in 1964. My God, 41 years ago, by Mario Savio. And there are a few people listening to this program who know who Mario Savio was, one of the leaders, if not the leader, of the so-called free speech movement in Berkeley, California. This is when I believe Governor Reagan was trying to suppress any dissent in the California university system. This was kind of the beginning, one of the beginnings of the 60s was the free speech movement in Berkeley. Anyway, this is what Mario Savio said at the time. There is a time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you got to make it stop. And you got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all. All right, back to calls here. Jay is calling from San Francisco. Jay, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. How you doing there, buddy?
Doing fine, Jay. How are you?
All right. Hey, hanging on, my friend. Hanging on. Just got a number of points, but first one I want to, before you got sick, that the night before that, you had talked about how Cheney was making plans to attack Iran if we should have another 911 type incident.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's something that I had sent you folks about 4 weeks before that. So I was just real glad you were able to finally get that around to that whole thing.
Yeah, it's The attack on Iran is in the works, sure.
Oh, yeah. definitely. And I was pretty sure that they were going to try and pull it when they were on vacation, so that way they wouldn't, you know, say, well, hey, we were away, what can we do about it and stuff. But also, now as to Bush's mental pathology, this guy's clearly a case of sociopathic pathology. There's just no doubt about that. I mean, I understood this before, but it was made real clear when Cindy Sheehan had talked about her brief visit with Bush that first time and how he refused to call her by name. Instead, she was Mom or
something. Mom, yeah.
Right, and her son was the
the loved one.
The loved one, right. See, what it is, these are classic things a sociopath does. You see, they instead of being a human being, all right, they are identified as a thing instead. Right. And so this is a classic pathology like that. They will not look them in the face either. This is what Cindy was saying. Also, he wouldn't even look her in the face and stuff like that, just trying mm-hmm. to smooth it over and stuff. That's also another classic thing with sociopaths. They have a tendency not to look it in the face because that way...
Well, I think we're all in agreement. I think we're all in agreement that Bush is criminally insane. How to protect America from his insanity and the insanity that he filters out through his administration and right-wing media in this country, how to do that is the question. I think we're all in agreement that Bush is just a psychopath. I put him worse than a sociopath. He's a psychopath.
Oh, yeah, and a megalomaniac, of course, too. I mean, this guy. I mean, the Bush crime family and the Nazis have these two, this one particular thing in common. You see, that what really destroyed the Nazis was their own egotistical attitude that no one could ever touch us. We could do anything we wanted to, and no one will ever find out. I mean, this is why they even kept such good records and stuff. The same thing as with Bush. We have a total timeline of the Katrina devastation on the Bush family, but they never dreamed that people would come up and understand exactly what happened here, and how to let all these different things. And, well, I guess going on with the sociopathic thing, what he did with Katrina, not being willing to go to New Orleans to see the devastation that he has caused. I mean, that's another, like I said, another classic thing about sociopaths. They don't want to be around after they've done their deed. They just want to just ignore it, let somebody else take care of it, or not even be known for it. And also, I saw an interesting little film clip. I was on Craigslist, and what it showed is a little boy, little Bush Jr. He was there was something going on with this kid right then. You could tell. It's like he's near a pool, and he's running towards the pool, and he jumps about 5 feet before he would land in the pool, and he completely flops onto his face onto the concrete instead of hitting the pool. So this kid, his perceptions were so messed up that he couldn't even know that if he jumped, he'd have to get into the water, he'd have to go closer to the pool. All right. Now, this goes along with what someone on, I think it was on the Majority Report, was talking about a comedian friend of theirs who was with a group of physicians who were watching.
Okay, wrap it up for me because we're almost out of time here, Jay.
Okay. But anyway, they were watching Bush on television, and one lady who was the children's doctor was watching Bush on there. She kind of noticed him. She didn't have any political leaning, but she noticed. He says, "Classic infant alcohol syndrome."
Yeah, I'm sure. And like I say, and Jay, thanks. I have no disagreement with anything you've said. The problem is, we all know he's crazy. We know he's destroying America domestically and our reputation. There's got to be some way to legally and peacefully get him out of office.
Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Did you know there's a delicious energy bar that's certified organic? It's called Clif Bar, with the rock climber on the package. Clif Bar is made with whole grains and real fruit and contains no trans fats or hydrogenated oils. Clif Bar, the company, is part of a growing community of people and companies dedicated to leaving a lighter footprint on the planet.
Visit cliffbar.com and learn about this small group of people working to create a better energy bar and a more healthful environment.
If you take vitamin E, listen up. This is Larry King to tell you about a different form of vitamin E, Ester E. I take Ester E because it's not like any other vitamin E. Only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body is ready to use it. And because it's all natural, it's readily absorbed. So do what I do. Take Ester E. E-S-T-E-R-E. Advanced protection. Ester protection.
Look for Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Hi, my name is Joy and I'm a mystery shopper. Now my friends think I have the absolute dream job. Don't get me wrong, it's great. But I tell them there's a little bit of work involved. I have to get out of bed, get dressed, plan out which shops to go to, and evaluate my shopping experience. Well, sure, I get paid to shop, but it's not like I can just sleep in and watch soap operas all day. Now that would be a dream job.
Have you ever wondered how people get an inside track to become a paid mystery shopper? If you're self-disciplined and self-motivated, there are over 40,000 retail chains looking for mystery shoppers across the country. We work with large retailers, grocery chains, restaurants, and banks who need shoppers to evaluate things like customer service, store cleanliness, and parking. So if you like to shop and have a valid email address, we have assignments available now for men and women 18 years and older. Call 1-800-416-0859 to find out how you can get paid to shop. That's 1-800-416-0859. Paid shopping assignments are now available in your area. 1-800-416-0859.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You were so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware-free. And that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was, like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-250-7998 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-250-7998. 800-250-7998. Call Velos right now. 800-250-7998.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron, and on Thursday, we're changing the face of Morning Sedition. We've got an announcement to make that's so big, so momentous, so life-altering that we can't even say what it is right now. We can only hint at how enormous and buzzworthy and cutting-edge it is, and then tell you to tune in on Thursday to find out the big secret. The only thing we can say is that it involves you. Find out more on Thursday's Morning Sedition.
Before the hour. Paige in California, she writes, Mike, tell me, what's it going to take to get the people of this country to understand that they have a complete idiot in the White House? I thought that the Katrina disaster would, without a doubt, be the end of this administration, yet only 13% of this country believe that Bush was responsible for the failure of our government to respond in a reasonable time frame. I'm dumbfounded, completely disgusted with the citizenry of this country. Where's the outrage? What's it going to take? I think what Paige, she signs depressed in California. Paige, yeah, I hear you, Paige. I saw that, I think it was AOL had a story out or something. Just beyond belief. Beyond belief. Now, you got to remember, these are self-selecting polls, I think. Unless you're talking about a Gallup poll, I don't know. If it's one of those web polls, it doesn't mean a damn thing. But I forget what the poll is, Paige, and you didn't cite it here, so I don't know. But you have to remember that this crime enterprise, the Bush crime family, has at its disposal a propaganda machine more powerful than anything Joseph Goebbels had, more powerful than anything ever put together by the Soviet news agency TASS, more powerful than anything put together by the New China News Agency when Mao Zedong was the dictator, and on and on and on and on. And that is right-wing talk radio in this country. It blankets the nation like poisonous gas, 24/7, coast to coast, border to border, without let-up. There are a couple of penetrations of that putrid cloud. There are some independent liberal talkers scattered around the country, and then there's Air America Radio Network, and that's about it. But the effect, the overall effect, is and has been of this putrid, filthy right wing propaganda machine has been the utter destruction of representative government in this country. The utter destruction of the truth, the utter destruction of any sort of honor or loyalty to the United States of America. These pigs don't care about this country. They don't care about our institutions. They don't care about our Constitution. Some of them are religious psychopaths. Some of them are just pure drug-overdosed crazy people like Rush Limbaugh. Some of them are little weeny right-wingers who always wanted to be accepted and find out a way to be accepted like Sean Hannity. And it just goes on and on and on. And that's the reason the neo-fascist right in this country has the one tool that is necessary in subduing a population, as this one has been subdued. And that is a constant stream that never stops of disinformation, misinformation, half-truths, and lies. Propaganda that would make Orwell blush, that would make Stalin green with envy, that would turn Joseph Goebbels into just a jealous, screaming, whatever the hell he was. That's how effective it's become. And Limbaugh and the rest of these pigs have done it to this country. I don't know. How do you escape? I have no idea. I really don't. I was saying 3 years ago, 4 years ago, that fascism has arrived in this country. I don't give a damn what you call it. Call it corporatism, call it single-party government. It doesn't matter. It is fascistic by nature. It is in control. With the Supreme Court appointments, it's going to be in control for the next 30 or 40 years. Now, think about that. If you are 60 years old right now, you are not going to see an end to this, unless for some reason you live to be 100. I don't know. If you are 20 years old, you are going to be an old man or an old woman by the time, if the time comes, that this is ever removed from this society. Now, the only blessing that we have here, although there will be a second generation of snakes and spiders come out of the woodwork, is that the Hannitys and the Limbaughs and the Savages and the rest of these right-wingers will be dead and gone. They won't live to see the counter-revolution. But, yeah, you know, it doesn't matter. This is what has happened. Now, how to turn it around? If you think that the 2006 election or the 2008 election is going to turn it around, you're a fool. You're an absolute, utter fool. The 2006 and 2008 elections may begin the process, but the process for the right wing started in 1964. One of its high water marks was 1980. That was 16 years. From 1964 to the election of Ronald Reagan took 16 years. And from 1980 till today is, you know, 25 years. So it's been a good 40 years for the fascists. And a lot of them who started it knew they wouldn't live to see this country devolve into what it's become. A country governed by a bunch of neo-fascist pigs who have absolutely no interest in the United States of America. In a different time, a different place, they would be tried for treason. They would be removed from office. If we still had a military that operated with honor, then perhaps this military would have stepped in some time ago and said, "Look, this country is going the wrong way." But the military continues to allow itself to be abused. Every single institution in this country, with the exception of the corporate power structure and the people who feed that power structure, have seen themselves being reduced. All of us. I don't care what it is. I don't care what a teaching institution, a scientific institution, a broadcast institution. Pick one. Teaching, science, military, broadcast, engineering. I don't care what. What do you tell me? Environmental experts, mining experts, energy experts. Every single discipline in this country has been reduced to nothing. Religion has been, the Christian faith has been totally, totally bastardized and butchered by these people. So whenever I get this question, what's it going to take? That's a question I've been asking, Paige. I've been asking that question for, 4 years, right, Kathy? What's it going to take? And every single monumental catastrophe that this Bush crime family perpetrates against the American public, like Paige, I keep thinking, well, this is the one that breaks the back of these neo-fascists. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. And I don't know. There are an awful lot of cowards in this country. Every single right-winger is nothing but a filthy, quivering coward. But enough liberals and progressives have been reduced to cowardice that I don't know where the surge of action is going to come from. Political action, whatever kind of action we're talking about here, I don't know where it's going to come from. All Republicans, all right-wingers, all neocons are at heart cowards. Just in the definitive sense, look it up. They are cowards. It's toxic cowardice. It's beyond just your garden variety cowardice. But so are a lot of Democrats, progressives, liberals. They've been reduced to this. The classic example is take a look at the so-called Democrats in the House and the Senate. So many of them. I'm not talking about all of them, but you understand. Take a look at the people in broadcast media. I've never seen such cowardice as you find in broadcast. Look at the cowards who write for newspapers. Now, again, there are exceptions. But the exceptions only prove how far the majority of all of these institutions have been moved into this filthy sewer of neo-fascism. This is where we are, Truth Seeker. This is what we've become. Now, how to change it? I have no idea. I know one thing for sure. I will not live long enough to see it come around. I hope my kids do. I hope my grandkids do. That's where we are. And part of the fault rests with, if not most of the fault, rests with the liberals, the progressives, normal people who decided to opt out of the system for whatever reason. These little incremental advances that the neo-fascists have made over the past 45 years, every time these bastards made a move, it should have been responded to by a move from the progressives, from the normal people in this country, from the liberals. Every time these filthy, degenerate neo-fascists set up a think tank, it should have been matched by a think tank set up by the liberals. Every time these thugs took over a newspaper or a television network or a radio network, it should have been responded to by the progressive left, by normal people, and it didn't happen. It didn't happen. So if you have the question of what's it going to take, Paige or anybody else, I have no idea. I ask that question myself at night when I'm trying to fall asleep at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I just think, what the hell has happened to my country?
Excuse me, ma'am. The species has amused itself to death. We West, trustees of soul. Did as we were told, on the soul. That was the greatest show of all the planet of soul.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. George Bush invaded Iraq under the pretense of weapons of mass destruction. So you'd think the first thing America would do after invading would be to track down the Iraqi scientists who worked on WMDs in the 80s and 90s. Well, think again. This month's Mother Jones magazine reveals that the Bush administration put almost no effort into tracking down Saddam's nuclear scientists. Iraq had many scientists with working knowledge of WMDs who could sell their services to the highest bidder. But a source tells Mother Jones that only three of Iraq's top 200-some nuclear scientists have been accounted for. The others are missing. If the Bush administration had actually cared about WMDs, it would have made an effort to find Iraq's nuclear weapons makers. Instead, Bush let the scientists slip away, making the world more dangerous for all of us. Read the full report online at MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com.
Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to homebiz6.com. That's homebiz6.com.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSEL03 or a state variation. Call American Life. 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
No, my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
Duh, it's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
Hey, neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's about 9 minutes before the hour. Thanks to our group in New York, our engineers Colin Tipton, Jason Isaac, and Sadie Sullivan, also David Fizikas. Sadie's not there tonight? All right, Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac. What did they do to Sadie, Kathy? David Fizikas is our associate producer. As always, he answered your phone calls tonight. Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent. Ben Birch at WhiteRoseSociety.org, who still archives this program. Mark Marshall, our webmaster, and Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. Myron is calling from Georgia. Myron, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Yeah, man, not a problem. It's good just to hear what you declaring tonight, Mike.
Yay, we're declaring, all
right. I know that's right, buddy.
We're
you know what, Mike?
What?
Hey, Hannibal Lecter don't have nothing on George Bush, do it.
That's the truth. That's the truth. Oh, my God.
Hey, man.
Or Dick Cheney.
Okay. I know that's right, buddy. You know, it's no more the White House. It's the Glass House now, man.
It's the Glass House?
Yeah.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right.
Hey, man, it seems that way. The day is coming, brother. That glass house is going to crumble, man.
But this is what a lot of people bring up, Myron, and I've brought it up too. No matter what these thugs do, nothing seems to... Now I realize that the Bush's popularity rating was tanking because of the Iraq thing before this hurricane. But you would think that this would push the suckers' ratings in down around the 20s. When that happens, you know, I'll feel a lot better. But actually, I feel scared as hell because that's when they'll engineer another attack on this country.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
I don't know. I don't know what it's going to take to get the real majority of American people to see what this thug is about. I don't know.
You're right, Mike. You know, man, the purpose of my call, you know, I called in to mention on democracy and all. You know, on democracy that this how they do it in the Oval Office is talking about.
Right.
You know, in the writings of Aristotle, the Greek philosopher, Mike, in his writings, he saw extreme democracy as leading first to chaos and then to tyranny. Now, during this recent mishap that went on in New Orleans, Mike, I paid very close attention to what this puppet media was saying. There's two words that came to mind. I kept hearing them say, Mike.
Sucker and fool.
Add that to the list, too. I got two more for you.
All right.
Order and chaos. I kept hearing those two words, Mike. Okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What we're seeing in the Bush crime family or the Bush crime syndicate, right, we seeing three wolves and a chicken. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And guess who is going to have lunch? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
These people are murderous bastards, okay?
Yes, they are.
And they got these clowns called preachers. By the way, Mike, let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
Where's James Dobson?
I'd like to answer that, but I can't, because if I answer it the way I'd like to answer it, they'd probably fire me. I don't know where this fool is. Where are any of these church-going, believing, send us your money, preachers? I don't care who they are. Where are they? Where are all of them? Well, you know, why isn't, since you brought up Dobson, why isn't Dobson asked his, every time I turn around, I read that he has 200 million listeners globally. Why hasn't he asked every one of those fools to send him $1, $1 that he will then turn over $200 million to the governor of Louisiana?
Right.
So that she can rebuild her state.
Mm-hmm.
These fools are gone. They take money in. They don't give money out. They suck up all the daylight. They are creatures of the night. And you know what I'm talking about, Myra.
Oh, yes. I know exactly what you're talking about. You know?
They're predators. They're thugs and predators. They move on at night, and they destroy and eat and kill things. And I've got to move on, Myron.
Yeah, man. I appreciate you, buddy.
All right. Thanks for checking in. I appreciate it, pal. Lowell is calling from Tampa. Lowell, I can give you about 20 seconds. Lowell?
Yeah, okay. There we go.
Yeah, real quick, Lowell.
All right. Listen, to add insult to injury, I sent you a email of an article that was published in the St. Pete Times today.
Yeah?
About Veterans for Peace being turned down by the school boards of both Hillsborough County and Pinellas County.
Here it is. Yeah, I got it right here. I just got it.
Uh-huh.
Proof positive the Bush death machine wants fresh new souls. Is that your lead?
That is my lead.
Okay, I got it. I just got it here. You sent it to everybody.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've seen a lot of people because I was definitely incensed the minute I read it because I was reading this while watching Wolf Blitzer making the usual ass of himself on that program he does on CNN in the afternoons.
So it's the Hillsborough County Schools who said to the Veterans for Peace they can't come into the schools.
That's true.
Oh, my God.
Hey,
Lowell, call me tomorrow night. I'll get you on the air, when we have time to talk.
I've definitely got a lot to say on this matter.
All right, call me back tomorrow. I'll put you on. I'll tell our producer up there, David, to put you on. All right, folks, we're out of here. Thanks for participating. You right-wingers who lurk around the program, all I can say to you is just shame on you. Shame on you. Shame on you. Normal people, I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care, okay? Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor. Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Do you wish you could slow down the hands of time? You can do something about premature aging. Take Nature Made Vitamin E, a powerful antioxidant. It helps fight premature aging by protecting the cells in your heart, eyes, skin, brain, and immune system from potential damage caused by free radicals that occur naturally in your body. Maybe it's time you consider Nature Made Vitamin E. Look for Nature Made Vitamin E in the vitamin aisle and hold your health to the highest standard with Nature Made.
No, no, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what